Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Last time we talked about supernovas, and in particular, a supernova called ASSN15PZ. And I did reference a phenomena called the 1987 A, SN1987A, and that's the supernova that I want to talk about, because my theory is that the supernova is a Z-pinch phenomena in plasma, which is causing a massive disruption in the electrical properties through going to that star, and resulting in the explosion that causes the mass of outer layers of the star to explode outward. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about why I think that supernovas are really magnetic disruptions, and there's currents called the Birkeland currents that are flowing into these stars from the galaxy, just like our Milky Way has a current that flows into it. And our sun also has currents, and there's magnetic fields that are transmitting this electricity between from external locations to our galaxy, the Milky Way, and to our star, the sun. And so it would stand to reason that there are also currents that are going to the stars in these supernovas. And what we're seeing here is disruptions at the Z-pinch level. So now the Z-pinch is a magnetic effect. And the Z-pinch works on a simple principle of force, the Lorentz principle. It states, if current from two wires are moving in the same direction, a magnetic force will attract between the wires in an orthogonal direction with the current. Okay, so we'll use plasma instead of wires to create the current. The plasma will act like millions of wires moving in the same direction. We will then take the existing magnetic fields and shape the field into a helix to a radial shape containing the hydrogen-based plasma. The plasma will be the result of electrifying the hydrogen and hydrogen ions in the containment field. The Lorentz force will compress the plasma and superheat it, and will create a brief nuclear reaction. So now we're converting mass to energy, and that energy is huge in following Einstein's equation, mc squared equals energy. So our mass is converting. So in general, it sounds like we would need a lot of magnets and a massive amount of energy to create that magnetic helix field. But the star, the supernova, has that magnetic field as a property, and I'll talk a little bit about that magnetic field. The Z-pinch is manifest by these strong X-ray bursts when it's very disruptive in its pattern. Just looking at a couple other things, just one second. So the key to this is the Lorentz principle, is the plasma is acting in creating these electric currents, and the magnar, which is largely what we see in supernovas, like one in every 10 supernovas is probably the result of a magnar star. Okay. One second. All right. Now I want to talk about the phenomena of a magnar. Now, supernova 1987A had a circular plasma ring with pulsating nodes around it. That's something to consider, why it had pulsating nodes around it. Novas are catastrophic electrical discharge focused on the star. So if we have this Z-pinch, compressed plasma at a point, and it's getting superheated, and it's creating a nuclear reaction, then you can expect the, how is it possible that that Z-pinch is occurring? It means that there is a electric current in the form of a donut-shaped electromagnetic field parallel to that current, and it's creating that Z-pinch. It's the same concept of why there's so much plasma in the universe, is that the current and the electromagnetic fields then generate stars. And likewise, a star is electric because it has an internal charge separation which can power a pulsive lighting flash. The star relieves electrical stress by fissioning or blowing off charged matter. So again, that's why you have in the supernova, this explosion of matter, is it's not the helium converting or hydrogen converting to helium. It is the product of a massive electrical disruption. A star also has electromagnetic energy, just like the Earth has electromagnetic energy. And so you might ask yourself, is the core of the Earth solid, and is it a solid iron core? Well, we never have been able to go that deep into the Earth to find out. I think that there are some depths where they've drilled up to 40 miles. But if beyond 40 miles through the crust, you're not even through the mantle. And you've got thousands of miles to even get to the center of the Earth. So the idea of the dynamo and the faster rotation at the center of the Earth, creating a movement against the slower moving magma, is the justification that we have a heliosphere. We have a dynamo. But there's another theory that states that the dynamo is a result of electric current. And where's that current coming from? The current is coming from the sun to the Earth. The sun, matter is ejected equilaterally by discharges between the current ring and the star. Our sun does it regularly on a small scale. However, if stored energy reaches some critical value, it may be released in the form of a bipolar discharge or ejection of matter. Okay, we've seen that ejection of matter. That's called the proton ejection, solar proton ejection. And that is what they believe killed the dinosaurs, because it was a massive discharge, and that since it's was probably bipolar discharge, that the heliosphere and the magnetosphere was unable to stop the ejection. It hits the outer portion of our atmosphere and then causes catastrophic destruction once it penetrates into the inner atmosphere. The Birkeland currents form symmetrical nodes on the lateral equator ring of the supernova 1987A, SN197A. Novas are not exploding stars. That's the important part I'm trying to say, is there's really, what they're seeing is these bright flashes that are lasting a long period of time are not actually exploding stars. The equilateral ring is radial, not spherical. Novas are electrical stress events discharging or ejecting mass from the nodes at a rapid pulse. The symmetry is 28 or 56. It's interesting because Stonehenge may be patterned after a star in its pattern, and maybe they understood supernovas because they chose the 56 stones. The nodes are bipolar magnetic effects from a massive Birkeland current. Okay, so we want to look at the conditions of the star. There's large density in the star, the same as our sun, but it's a much smaller density. And so the basic theory behind the formation of Z-pinch is that it's a natural process, okay? But it doesn't occur on the frequency level that other stars do, because you know we would the it took 20 years to discover between any new supernova. So you know the search for supernovas is pretty rare. They're pretty rare to find. But the fact that we're finding supernovas in the interior of the universe suggests that the Big Bang does not explain a superheated substance at the edge of the universe. So something to consider, that the Big Bang may not be an accurate theory. Okay, so what could cause that violent explosion? Well, as just previously stated, if there was a discharge of plasma, so you have this containment field, basically, or pinch that's occurring, caused from strong magnetic fields that are generated by plasma. And so you've got a strong magnetic field, and then you've got a compressed plasma. And if there is there any disequilibrium in the current flow, you could have discharges. And so it is a violent electrical event. Now, the theory behind supernovas is that you have helium, hydrogen, that's compressed to helium, and then the force of gravity is pushing down on it, and it causes a superheating and strong electromagnetic fields and X-rays that we're picking up in the distant part of our galaxy. Okay, so that's the current theory. Heat, pressure, fusion is the theory of the neutron star. And likewise, if you have a white dwarf, the neutrons have compressed down. They've overcome all of the strong force barriers, and you have high density, high gravity, and the formation of what is believed to be a black hole. I don't think there's actually black holes in the universe. I just think there's stars and plasma and electrical events. And when a supernova discharges its mass, then it leaves kind of a remnant or a nebula as a result of that hot dust and large amounts of helium and hydrogen that are ejected outward from the shell. Okay, if we look at Z-pinch discharges, Z-pinch discharges are common in the universe because it's a very common phenomena in plasma physics. A Z-pinch discharge occurs when externally applied electric field is applied across plasma that has sufficiently high pitch velocity. A high-pitched velocity is the velocity of charged particles in the plasma. So you're getting this lot of activity going on, a lot of energy in that plasma, and those electromagnetic fields are compressing that plasma. Okay. So the charged particles are accelerating in the electrical field. The Z-pinch works on that simple principle of the Lorentz principle, as I just described. It states that a current from two wires are moving in the same direction. A magnetic force will attract between the wires in an orthogonal direction with the current. Okay, well, so that's my take on supernova 1987. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast and you consider exploring the electric universe.